This is free, experimental, U.S. stock market news headlines service, from the last 24 hours, with most relevant news, sentiment, voiceover provided by artificial intelligence, and without commercials. This service was entirely prepared by the machine, without human intervention. This is one of projects currently developed by the PragmaticAl.com, a Polish fintech startup.
Friday, 09, February, 4 a.m. General market news from the last 24 hours. Source, Reuters. Sentiment, positive. Morning bid, record S&P 500 eyes 5,000, China deflated. A look at the day ahead in U.S. and global markets from Mike Dolan. Next news. Source, Reuters. Sentiment, positive. Fed's Collins says her baseline expectation is 75 basis points of rate cuts this year. Boston Federal Reserve Bank President Susan Collins on Thursday said she believes the U.S. Central Bank will likely cut interest rates by 0.75 percentage point this year, starting once data confirms inflation is on path to 2% amid a strong labor market. Next news. Source, Reuters. Sentiment, positive. Morning bid, stocks eye best weekly run since June. A look at the day ahead in Asian markets. Next news. Source, Forbes. Sentiment, positive. S&P 500 breaks 5,000 for first time in history. The S&P 500 topped 5,000 for the first time ever Thursday, a weighty breakthrough as the stock market navigated a challenging economic environment and a devastating 2022 to new heights. Next news. Source, Forbes. Sentiment, positive. S&P flirts with 5,000. Money show experts share favorite profit plays. The technology sector continues to lead this market higher, with the S&P 500 close to punching through the elusive 5,000 level for the first time ever, which names make the most sense to add to or keep in your portfolio. Next news. Source, Forbes. Sentiment, positive. Wolves of Wall Street turn to IPOs. About an hour by rapid train northwest of Shanghai, China, in the city of Changzhou, Pop, 5.2 million, are the offices of Jin Medical International, a maker of high-end wheelchairs. Incorporated in the Cayman Islands in January 2020, Jin's wheelchairs are known for being ergonomic and lightweight, and recently the company began making electric and ski-friendly models. Next news. Source, Forbes. Sentiment, positive. Scrap more than the Fed's dot plot. The Manhattan Institute's Allison Schrager has a brave new article in the City Journal titled Scrap the Dot Plot, a directive aimed at the Federal Reserve. The chart Schrager has in mind is the Fed's quarterly interest rate projection, the one that plots the Federal Open Market Committee members' views on the appropriate target range for the federal funds rate. Next news. End of broadcast.